Boogie, take it away. I retired.
Oh, by the way, I get to open the show now. What's up?
I retired.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lol Cow podcast featuring, of course, myself, Boogie2988, my good friend, Tommy C, and don't forget the one, the only, Jordy. Jordy, how you doing this week, man?
Hey, I expected the power of the internet when you entered the show.
No, I'm saving. That's my branding. I'm not giving you my free branding. Yeah, that's Jesus my good branding. Christ. That's my good branding.
Yeah, that would have put us over the top.
All right, so
Jordy, where's our
selfish.
Where's our guest at? Jordy's failed again.
Yeah, where's our guest at, Jordy?
We're supposed to have Music Biz Marty on this week, and the goal with Music Biz Marty was, like, I told him, hey, we could do a show just with you. If you can get Cyrax, you can get Cyrax. It doesn't matter. We're interested in you. We'll talk about Cyrax and your plight with him, whatever it might be. Marty ghosted me for the last 2 days, and it is time to record, and he is not here. So I reached out to Cyrax independently and asked if he would like to come on. And I got a couple messages here. Let me go ahead and play the last message here.
Like I said before, dude, I am not a Lol Cow, and I never will be a Lol Cow, no matter what anyone says. I am a music artist that has been trying to get his shit back off the ground ever since Marty started doing what he did. And no offense, dude, and don't take this offensively at all, this is not aimed at you, but Marty's a piece of fucking shit that can't be trusted, who backstabbed his own girlfriend and his best friend, CIA hole. If you don't believe me, I can put you in contact with CIA hole here in the next few days or so. Because he's on vacation right now. But, dude, I'm telling you right now, dude.
Marty's so he's not going to be on, huh?
I wouldn't trust him. He's a lying, backstabbing snake.
So, Cyrax isn't going to be on the show either today.
Could you play the one when he rejects you? That's really funny.
Was that the first one?
Hey, what's up, dude? Unfortunately, I don't do streams anymore like that, but I do have something that you will want to see that I think you should actually put out there and show. It's actually some of these trolls admitting that they steal my shit.
And I have the video here, so, like, if Connor wants to snip that video in, I'll put it into the Dropbox.
You know, what I don't get is this. Like, what I'm trying to figure out is this. Bro. Y'all always talk shit about how I suck at music, but yet you guys proceed to steal my music like it's the best shit in the world.
And what's your point?
Why is that?
So that's a compliment.
Because we can actually make money off of it, where you can't.
Here's the thing, buddy boy.
Nobody wants to give you money, especially after everything you've done.
No, that's not it. You just don't want to see people do it. That's all it is.
I don't want to see you do it.
Help me out. Right. That's all it is.
Anything to see you not succeed, man.
Exactly.
Well, guess what?
They're kids.
I got a message for you, Cyrax, okay? Look, I don't consider you a locale, okay? And you know who's been on the show that's not considered locals? Mudahar has been on the show. Some Ordinary Gamers, Wendigoon. These people aren't locals.
High class.
I'm not asking you on the show to make fun of you. I'm asking you on the show to be a guest and hang out. I'm the locale. Jordy's the locale, right? Yes, yeah, that's not... Send this to Cyrax and let him know. We're not here to make fun of you. I just want to talk to you, have a conversation with you, man.
That's what being an influencer is all about, is having conversations.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential people who will download your music and listen to your music right here. So come make a new audience. You know, we'd love to have you on here. And yes, there's going to be people that make fun of you, but no matter what you do, Cyrax, there's going to be people that make fun of you, right? That's the internet now. Look at Mr. Beast. I use him as an example all the time. There are people that attack Mr. Beast all day, every day. It's their cornerstone of their channels, cornerstone of their careers. Mr. Beast didn't do anything wrong.
But that's
call him a little
haters. Girl. Like, honestly. Yeah,
right. He cured cancer, and people aren't blind because of him.
You know? Yeah, like I never understood that bullshit. He's like curing people, letting them be able to see colors for the first time, and your instinct is to hate on him. Like, why?
Liberals.
I speed of which, by the way. Stick around if you want me to go off on liberals, because I got so much to say about
liberals
right
them.
Now. Oh,
I bet. No, we haven't even talked about that. Like last week. You made a huge tweet when mega viral.
Yeah.
Over, and you were being hyperbolic, but you made the comment that you know, I want to play games to have fun. I don't want to be lectured about being white. You already get lectured about being fat enough, I guess.
To get you fully caught up and to get the listener fully caught up, what's going on right now is Gamergate 2.0. If you weren't around for 2014, don't worry. This is a sequel. Okay.
Never good.
Long story short, what's happening here is we've had 10 years of DEI, you know, forced diversity in these games, where they wanted to cater to a whole other audience. A lot of people that played video games back then were white, straight men, and they wanted to bring in gay, queer, dwarf, black icons.
People that don't play video games.
Right. And now we've had 10 years of at least one gay character being in every game, one person of color in every game, sometimes a gay person of color, sometimes a dwarf, sometimes whatever. Just basically not designing games the way we used to, and it didn't really move the needle. But it doesn't matter because these people are fully entrenched in the industry now. There's companies like Black Girl Gamers, Sweet Baby Incorporated, and they decided to go to war with white gamers. In fact, we had a journalist say we need to do one more purge of white male gamers from the industry to push them out finally. Like, that's a thing. That's something that somebody said. They're invoking Nazi tactics. They want to purge white men.
You can't say that from the BBC.
I can't believe that they chose to. Like, what a sensationalism, what a weird choice of words.
That's sensationalism.
Right, but still, that's the mindset. And it is sensationalism, mindset. But a lot of these people genuinely believe this way.
People want to believe because it's in their voice echo chamber. Like white people make up 68% of the world. They're not doing away with white men. Like, the whole idea
is... That's not what he said. He said put them out of the industry. He said push them out of the industry.
Yeah, push them out of the industry. How's that not doing away?
You think we're going to play gaming and all of them is going to be like transgender and
I can dream,
races.
Can I?
almost every protagonist you play in video games now is like a white version of somebody.
Right. Well, yeah. A lot of what Sweet Baby Incorporated does is they come in and they find a white character and they change them into a black dwarf or whatever
Can we use that word, Boogie? Then we have a hard time getting the podcast monetized for using the S-baby word.
I don't know. I don't remember. We'll blurt it, Connor, if you have to. But what these companies do is they come in and they look at the list of characters. And they're like, look, how do we make this more diverse? How do we fit more gay people? How do we fit more little people? How do we fit more?
Why?
How do we fit more? Why do you need
to fit these people in? Like, I never understood this. I was a Battlefield fan. In Battlefield 1, the mascot was a black woman with a robotic arm in World War 1. Why? The demographic is so small. Right, it's like less than 1% of all the people in the world are like in this LGBT like little niche, right? I don't give a fuck about them. I don't care what they do. I don't care who they want to have sex with, how they want to dress, what bathroom they use.
Video game.
It's not even stay out my video game. Like, if they want to have a transgender character in my video game, but like, let's be real, you're not the main character. Like, most and this is going to get me in trouble right here, but like, most people that I've met that fall into like the transgender category generally fall into like needing mental health. Like, they're on Paxil, they have like self-esteem issues, they're bipolar. Like, there's a lot of confusion that goes along with that, and it very
they're
rarely
like low cows.
I wouldn't go that far.
But yeah.
They're a bunch of log cows. is that what you're saying, Boogie? That's what I'm getting.
No, what I'm saying is, like, they're not out here, in the World War One battlefield.
No.
You didn't see people jump out of the trench in World War One and run across the field in high heels.
I hope the black woman in wheelchairs with a robotic arm, Veteran Society, roast your ass for that, Boogie.
I think that'd be Jordy. I think the argument that they're making is like, representation is important in video games. The 1% of the world that has ever existed that happens to be a black lesbian dwarf vampire Nintendo fan, they need to feel represented in every video game now for some reason, which does not track for me. Well, it doesn't matter. This culture war is kicking off, so I came up with a shit post. And it is. It's a shit post. Obviously, I do mean part of it, but I said video games are meant to be fun, not lectures about white men are being bad, right? And I thought, I'll get my fans to follow it. Maybe they'll tweet it out. This thing got like 60 million views so far and is still getting quotes. and quote tweets. And some of the quote tweets, people edit video games to have like anti-white propaganda, and it's like really funny. Follow the thread. And I, at first, I thought everybody was kind of in on the joke. It turns out there are people on both sides of this thing that took everything I said literal, absolutely 100%.
Were you surprised
literal.
That thing? Because I've seen people. I know a guy that said you and Keem, like, he thought it was a possibility that you and Keem may have planned that. Did you expect that to take off like it did? That
no, tweet? No, absolutely no way. Because it's just a stupid post. And anybody, so then I'm like, anybody should understand. Like, the biggest quote tweet said, name me one game that is a lecture about why white men are being bad. Mm. Well, there isn't one. That's the entire post, right? Like, it's something true followed by something hyperbolic. That's the format of a joke, right? That's the format of a post. Something true followed by something hyperbolic.
But if you take the staff of Sweet Baby, they're basically saying rotten about white lecturing white people and what they have to do and what they should put in the games and what they shouldn't put in the
which
games.
Is, you know? Which is,
and
again,
you can actually put them on the screen and show them doing that. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. There is a clip, Connor, feel free to show it, where the founder of Sweet Baby Incorporated literally said, if they will not bend the knee, scare them till they will. Show them what will happen to them if they don't. Mm. We will attack them. We will give them everything we got. We'll get them canceled. We'll get their game destroyed. I mean,
I don't know if they said all that, but she did say scare them.
You know what? If you're a creative working in AAA, which I did for many, many years, put this stuff up to your higher-ups. And if they don't see the value in what you're asking for when you ask for consultants, when you ask for research, go have a coffee with your marketing team and just terrify them with the possibility of what's going to happen if they don't give you what you want.
No, but she did. You know, I could back up this because I covered it on my show. She did say scare them. So it's a race hustle is what it is.
It's a race hustle for money. It's a race hustle for money.
I don't buy that these folks care about representation in that literally. I think that's what they hide behind. I think it's just about control, political control. Gaming has outgrown Hollywood, and they want the megaphone of gaming. Yep. So I think that's all it really comes down to. I don't think there's any kind of plan to help, you know, black women with robotic arms and wheelchairs. I don't think they care about them at all. I think it's more about, you know,
taking power. This started in comic books. And they destroyed the comic book industry.
Yeah,
then they moved on to Hollywood.
These books are unreadable unless they're independent now. You know?
Then they moved on to Hollywood, and they have officially destroyed Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Like, The Acolyte, that trailer, there's not a single thing I like about that new Star Wars trailer. It makes me want to shoot myself in the head for having been a Star Wars fan. So
yeah,
they want to do that to video games, and gamers just aren't having it. We're entrenched, man. Like, we're... You know, this is an actual culture war. It's actually happening. Mm. And at the end of the day, I don't understand why you want to make your entire demographic feel bad or uncomfortable
or
miserable.
They don't. I just wanted to say, they don't care about that. They care about the political power they'll have. That's the shield they use. The shield is we want to get more people than just white people in games, which I don't think who cares? If you make your game the way you want, you know, if you want to do a, you know, black superhero, sure, go nuts, right? But that's not what it's about. That's what we all get caught up. That's the red herring. We're the idea is to get supremacy and hold the microphone or hold the megaphone. That's really what it's about.
And that kills the gaming industry if it puts a lot of people out of jobs. Of I guess it doesn't matter.
It's a communism. It's just a bunch of communism.
I'm looking at this way differently because I feel like the gaming industry is dying.
It's not.
How you say? Like, what do you say? It's not tons of like money. Like you
because
like,
it's still like it, it's probably it's like I said it's bigger than Hollywood.
I understand. You know, like not, right now, it's bigger than Hollywood money wise.
Even if it was dying, like you wouldn't even notice. It would still have the same amount of influence and power.
Right, but like look at it this way: EA is canning every good studio. You got studios that no longer want to build games for the Xbox platform. You got Xbox starting to send games over to the PlayStation because they're trying to get out of hardware and into software mainly. You got companies like Ubisoft that have like Skull and Bones, which are like takes 8 years and nobody gives a f*** about. Like Ubisoft is struggling to keep its staff. Like I feel like games on a whole, like triple A gaming is dying.
Yeah, I would agree. It's not as fun as it used to be either.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're going to see the rise of indie games, and I think we're also going to see the rise of games from the East as Western design games just become unpalatable. That's the thing. You might be able to control Hollywood and the majority of the movies that were ever made, but you're not going to be able to control every game coming out of Japan. You're not going to be able to control every game indie developers make. And so they're not all going to bend the knee, they're not all going to carry the message, and that's okay. There's still going to be plenty of great games to play. And we've seen with games like Hogwarts Legacy and other games like that, when they buck the trend, when they refuse to follow the knee, people will buy it like gangbusters. And we see games that get taken over entirely by it, like Starfield. You'll see people choose not to play it and avoid it. But I will say, and this is really what I wanted to say, sometimes I look at the LolCal subreddit and I'm like, man, those guys are mean, right? There ain't nothing meaner than a liberal who doesn't like the fact that you will not fully bend the knee. That I have been called
First off, those dudes aren't liberal.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm telling
you. They never are when they're doing rotten
let's call them what they are. Incels that don't like you.
I mean, I'm talking about some pretty big icons in the liberal industry.
This is an old saying. It dates back to the 60s. Nobody hates like a liberal. You ever hear that?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, right? Nobody hates. And it'll autocomplete. Yeah, it's an old saying. It goes back, nobody hates like a liberal.
Like, I just celebrated Desi's 21st birthday, and obviously I knew that posting that on my channel...
We're going to be dividing our audience something fierce. I can already see everybody having a meltdown now. Good!
At the end of the day, I think most of our audience just believes in common sense. I don't, you know, there's probably a few extremists out there like, oh, I'm only liberal. I only believe in liberal shit. I'm only conservative. I only believe in conservative. Most of y'all just seem to have a tribalism. Brain. Yeah, you're not tribal at all. You have a brain, and I'm so happy about that. Think for yourselves. You don't have to vote Biden. You don't have to vote Trump. You don't have to vote at all. Do your duty the way you want to do your civic duty. But I will say, like, I posted like 21st birthday pictures and stuff for me and Desi, and like, holy sh! The liberals who are supposed to be like pro sex work, pro choice, pro this, they're faux, so anti that, all of a sudden, holy shit. No one has been meaner about our relationship than these motherfucking liberals who don't like
I seen a comment on your too. Somebody commented that when your YouTube channel started, your girlfriend was 3.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I said to that? I'm like, good thing I wasn't trying to date her then, right? Like, I waited till she was 20. Right? Like, I'm not out here trying to bang a fetus. If I was, I could see why you were mad.
Bookie. Daddy, please bang me, Daddy.
I'm Desi. That's not for me. Right?
Francis, Bookie.
My in-laws are in town today.
See, Boogie, if you had my trolls, you know what they'd be doing? Boogie. They would go try to find like your ex-wife and interview her about your new relationship. That's the my trolls would do.
Not to forget the trolls. Keemstar did that. Keemstar tried to do that. Yeah, Keemstar reached out to my ex-wife. For real. That's a thing. Something that happened. He wanted to put her on the show. That's a thing that happened.
Oh, Boogie, please. Numbers and colors, Daddy.
Can I say this, not for me.
I know we bring the fight up all the time. Can I say this? Because there was a plan that we didn't implement in the fight because we couldn't put it together. But Keemstar wanted to get Boogie's ex-wife to come walk with me.
Yep. That's the
Boogie! Boogie, teach me how to do yo-yo. Come here, Boogie. I do yo-yo. Teach me. My name's Desi. I do yo-yo. Watch.
She already knows how to yo-yo, Tommy. She got her yo-yo herself.
Yo-yo, can you teach me, Boogie?
Oh, Boogie! Oh, rock the cradle!
Hold on, wait. I can do this again. Hey,
God.
Watch this. I just got a yo-yo. My kid got one for his like birthday party, and I had to remember all my tricks. So check this out.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh! Oh yeah!
Tommy, there's toys all over this house. You think she hasn't learned how to play with every toy there is by now? She knows how to play with the toy.
So, Boogie, like, what's the deal with the toys? Is that all the that you wanted as a kid that your mama didn't give you that you decided to buy as an adult? Is that, like, what kind of, like, closure are you trying to give with the toys?
That's exactly what it was. So, originally, I would not spend my YouTube money on shit. And I ended up buying like the full set of Amiibos when they first came out, and I was like, wow, collecting stuff is really great. I want to collect more plastic shit. And then this is
I like Amiibos too.
This
take me to the mall.
This is what an addict does when he makes YouTube money, is he buys all this stupid plastic shit, which I'm selling now slowly but surely, you know. But
It reminds me of Phil. You remember Dark Side Phil? Phil bought all the games when he first made all this big money, and then he started doing giveaways of just the game case by itself. Like, he'd be like, here's Dead Space 2. If you become a member or you like the thing or blah, 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 you could win Dead Space 2 case. And he'd send the case without the game in it. And it's like, good.
How old is Phil? He's in his 40s, right?
He's in his 40s.
Good. Good for him.
Phil did the same shit. He bought all this trash, the $200 collector's editions. It's like, like how many of y'all motherfuckers still value that night vision goggle you got with Modern Warfare 2 back in the day? Who still has that fridge, the Juggernaut fridge?
I don't know. How much does it go for? Go check eBay.
I don't know. They probably go for a lot of money now, but like most of them things.
Well,
are
then
probably,
you're wrong.
I'm not wrong, because most of them probably ended up in the pawn shop or in the trash can.
Probably did.
I mean, that's one of the coolest things about like the oldest Magic cards is like so many people weren't using sleeves back in the day because they didn't exist. And that's why like some of the oldest cards I own are like worth a lot because they got destroyed. And then you got the idiots who like put them up in an attic and forgot they existed or threw them out. And so like these very limited printed cards, man, Jesus Christ. And toys, collectible toys. I go to all these retro conventions. By the way, if you want to meet me, I'm going to both Retropaloozas. I'm going to Southeast Game Exchange. I got a bunch lined up. I'll post them on my social medias. But at these game conventions, people buy and sell this shit like it's the holy grail. And I'm like, dude, that's a He-Man. Why are you paying $500 for a He-Man? What is happening?
Why are you buying a He-Man, first of all, if you're 40 years old?
Dude, like, this is the crazy about getting older. Like, GameStop used to do this thing where they dollar out strategy guides that people don't buy. Like, if you go in and the strategy guide's been sitting there 9 months, you know, like, you got any dollared out strategy guides? Like, yeah, here, here, and here, and I'd buy them for $1.
Strategy guides?
Yeah, like back in the day, you'd have a book.
Yeah, I remember them. I just like, I mean, why would you need a strategy guide now?
I liked them because I like reading them on the toilet. Like, you know, it's like, okay, I'm on the toilet reading the game.
I can see you being on the can.
Yeah, my Fallout 3 strategy guide. But like, I noticed the other day that one of my strategy guides was worth about $200.
Taco shit, teach me how to play Metroid. Left, right,
left, right, now. Taco shit. It's more than that. Sometimes the author will like leave his critique of the story and stuff like that. They're more fun to read than looking at pitiful shit on your phone, like in Reddit, like, oh, the world sucks.
Boy, I'll be honest with you, Jordy, are you old enough to remember? No, you're not. I'm the only one old enough. But back in the day, you would get an NES game or an Atari 2600 game, and you would take it home. And on your way home, you would open the box, and inside it would be like a full manual for the game.
Dude, I'm that. No, come on, you're not that much back. Older.
2600.
I don't know if you're around for NES.
Yeah. Desi's parents weren't around for any of that.
I remember reading the Resident Evil 1 like booklet, and you learned that Chris was like in the Air Force, and he got kicked out the Air Force, and all this other shit. Like, just remember when those booklets actually told you the story of the game, and they didn't give it in the actual game itself. You have to read the booklet.
Because how could they? There's no voice acting. There's hardly any memory for, like, data.
Text.
Or, like, text or chat. But I'll be honest. To this day, since we're embroiled on all this video game talk, I miss just picking up a video game and playing it. I downloaded the game off of Game Pass last night called Evil West. And, like, they have a cutscene, and you skip the cutscene, you go right into the tutorial action. Mm-hmm. I miss games where you pick it up and you start playing. I don't need a 12-minute cutscene setting the world. You can do that shit in the game. You can do that in the engine. You can have an NPC walking around talking to me, explaining shit as I'm killing monsters, as I'm killing vampires. Like, I feel like they forgot how to make a game in exchange for these cinematic cutscenes. Sometimes they're great. Like, don't get me wrong.
The tutorial is a consequence of them cost cutting. Like, they had to put the tutorial in the game because they can't put it in the booklet no more because they don't want to print the booklets.
Well, the tutorial is also a consequence of trying to get, like, gay dwarf vampire tattoo rainbow hair coalition people. They're like, here's how you press the... Explain to me how video games need to teach you how to walk in a game. Explain that one to me. How
retarded.
Is this somebody's very first video game that they don't know to push a stick to move? We'll figure it out. You don't need to tell me to push the stick to move.
Well, I think you should tutorialize like intricate systems.
Boogie, work the joystick. Help!
Right. Yeah, there you see.
If my three-year-old baby girlfriend can figure out
how to walk in Minecraft, good news. You don't need to teach it to her.
Let me give you an example.
Video game.
James, the angry video game nerd. He did a video on this game called Daikatana on the N64, which they didn't have the booklet for. And him and Mike got stuck on a part where they had to crouch, and they couldn't figure out how to crouch.
If you get through the door, you can turn the game off.
If I can get through that door, I can turn the game off.
I give you the permission to turn the game off. That's all I want to know is if you can get through the door.
So maybe you could crouch? Because look, there's like you can go under it if you could just... All right, so this guy can't crawl or crouch, I'm assuming. L doesn't do anything. Well, if there is a crouch, I think I just tried everything.
What I'm really enjoying about this is this is the exact same experience I had when I played the game. So I'm glad that I'm not alone here. No.
You didn't get through the door.
I never got through the door.
There's got to be a way to get through the door.
There's got to be a way, but I don't know how.
Look at all this space under here.
You think there's like you could just crawl under there, right? What is it?
A&R.
A&R?
Okay. We just had to look it up, and we figured it out. You hold A and R at the same time, and that crouches. So look at this.
So finally, we're going to get through this.
And there
this
you
thing.
Go. So look.
Ugh. Look at that. I've never seen that.
Yep.
And they pressed all the face buttons on the controller and everything, but what you had to do to crouch, you had to press like R1 and down at the same time to get the guy to crouch. Like that should be tutorialized, but like moving, jumping,
sure.
You know, intricate systems should be explained to you, or at least have a pop-up.
Right.
Like, hey, it looks like you're having trouble crouching. Here's how you do it.
Right. Instead, you have to teach me how to move forward, move back, move left, move right. That's in almost every video game I play now. And I'll tell you who that's for. It's not for gamers. It's for gaming journalists, okay? Because here's what happens to a lot of these journalists. They go to journalism school, and they're like, I'm going to save the world. I'm going to be Walter Cronkite. I'm going to be on CNN. And then the only job they can get is at Kotaku. And then they have to review video games for a living, but they've literally never played one.
I have to interrupt you.
Yeah,
Tommy,
go ahead.
Tommy, how do you walk in Minecraft?
Pookie.
Oh, there you go. We didn't know either. See, you need those.
Apparently, those for little pamphlets. Tommy.
Like little Tommy didn't realize
just
that
specialist
was
his dad, I guess.
Yeah, gonna grow up, have that high blood pressure, make his dad proud.
No. Yeah. He's running. He's not gonna be like me. I'm making
Tommy,
sure of it.
Tommy, how's your blood pressure?
Oh, let's not go here again. Good,
because I've been taking my medicine. And
good, because we don't want to talk about it.
I'm totally like you now. Like, I finally learned to sleep with my CPAP machine.
Oh, good job.
Literally, since the military, I've had like nothing but trouble, coughing. Probably quitting cigarettes helped.
I just realized,
Chad, I'm the only man on this podcast that doesn't use a CPAP machine.
You really?
Probably need one, Jordy. Get
probably
one.
Do. I mean, I sleep like a baby.
I do not snore at all.
But I wanted my audience, since we're talking so much about me today, I wanted you guys to know Flaming Star got released about 10 minutes before this podcast.
Oh, man.
So there's a very real chance a sewer lid is going to fly through this window and crack me in the skull. We'll get it on camera.
Just landing.
I'm watching my camera. I do have cameras set up now. So I'm watching my cameras to see if he shows up. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm sending Desi out of town for the next few days.
Oh, you still have a gun?
No, I cannot confirm nor
state
deny
of Arkansas,
that.
State of Arkansas decided he did not need a gun.
This is a BB gun, yeah.
I don't understand that concept anyway, right? Like because you're a felon, you can't vote and you can't own a firearm. Like, who made that choice? I thought we were supposed to be America.
You don't want ex-cons having fucking firearms. It's, you give up your rights when you have a firearm.
You shouldn't have felonies. To. You've done your fucking time. Like, you, if you go to jail and you get out, you should go back to where you were. You
can't vote either.
Time. I know can't you vote can't either. Vote. That's, yeah. Yeah, that's stupid.
Wings for ex-cons. Why don't you start a little
I will
low?
Be entirely honest with you. As long as I come up with the money in the next month or so, I can go ahead and petition the state of Arkansas as the first offender kind of thing to get my guns back, to get my voting rights back, to get it all back. So yeah. It's expensive, and I don't want to hire a lawyer, so I don't know. But
maybe we can do a GoFundMe.
By the time, yeah, we know how well that went last time, right? Like, hi, everybody. Can you please help me with my cancer? No. And no. Also, fuck you. Right? Like, that's wild.
You should put a picture of a white Model X with chrome accents. Like, yo, pimps, I need this fly ride. Hit me up. Desi gonna leave.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what does it. But in 3 days, I'm officially off probation. How exciting is that? It's over. It's over.
Fantastic.
It's
I didn't know you were on probation because every time we try to make a schedule, you're going somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that kind of – it was completely unsupervised probation. I didn't have to go pee light. In a cup or talk to a guy or whatever. Just basically if I f***ed up in like
between
broke
now
the law
and
the
then,
next 2 years,
yeah, I've seen those
they would consider the previous crime.
The only ones that get those types of probations, what you're thinking about, are usually like guys that did time. Everybody else gets – it depends on the state, of course, but in the situation of the judge. But
here's my thing with the whole felony thing, because you can get felony for trespassing, right? You can get a felony trespass. Then you can't own guns or vote. Who makes these rules?
Why don't you stay out of people's yards, you jerk off? Why are you so pro ex-con, Wings? What?
Oh my God! Oh, Wings is soft on crime. It's not so much.
Yeah,
soft
you are.
On
Wings is very soft.
Wings
on
wants
crime,
to defund
it's
the police.
More, it's more along the
police,
lines like
the police that protect him from all those swattings. How ungrateful are you?
The police.
Our country
me from
was
the
founded.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You're ungrateful.
Our country was founded for and by rich white landowners, and they wanted to
sound
make
like
sure you
thanks, sweet baby.
off of their land, and once you like got on their land, they wanted to make sure they defanged you as much as humanly possible, right? You know, that was the plan.
Gun control was for black people. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. Probably, I don't know, maybe.
Jesus, Jordan.
Like,
Jesus.
I, oh, that was funny. Like, if you don't get to the best of issue, I'm actually for gun control. Reasonably, yeah. But like the problem is like,
no such
you
thing.
Give me an inch, she'll take a mile, kind of shit, right?
Yeah. They want your guns. I mean, they don't want gun control. They want your guns. They don't want inclusivity. They want to control the megaphone. It's like it's all bullshit.
Because I live in a world where I'm a realistic person, and I understand like a car seat's more regulated than a 1911, and I think that should change, right? But then the whole, like, you know, if we don't make them illegal, like, the criminals are going to follow the law, you know, that shit. It's such a
it's too late
area.
For America. The reality of it is, it's
they
too
want
late
your guns.
For America.
They want your guns. They want gaming. They want to tell you what to do. They're not trying to help people. They want the power.
No,
that's
they
it.
Don't want
to
help people. Like, here's the they thing, don't right? Help it's good. What's good for the hunter is not good for the prey, right? For example, a cop has a 21-foot rule. Like, if a cop feels threatened at 21 feet away, he can pull his gun out and hold you at gunpoint, right? But if Boogie feels threatened at 21 feet away and he pulls a gun out, it's going to be more scrutinized, right? Like, why?
Honestly, I think Boogie
would have
got away with that
if I hadn't pulled the trigger, I would have got away with it.
I think if you pulled the trigger, you got away with it if you weren't an influencer. I think you got away with it completely.
Oh yeah, 110%. No. Now that I'm fully off of probation by the time this airs, let me just talk some shit. Okay.
Okay.
I'll just go and talk some. The prosecutor wanted to make an example of me because I made it in the Vice News, and he knew Northwest Arkansas. Here's the truth. This is what he told my lawyer, 110%. I put my hand on my dog's life. That's how sure I am of it.
What about Desi?
Yeah, he loves Sonny more
I'm
than
not
going to
boogie. Boogie.
Boogie. Put me above the dog.
Boogie. Boogie.
What? You love the dog more than me,
no,
Boogie?
It's a throwback
fucking house
to this
is burning. He grabs Sam and pushes
podcast.
Desi down.
It's a throwback to this podcast I did like in 2017 at the beginning of my downfall, where I told a guy, like, I'm so sure of this, if I'm wrong I'll choke my dog to death, like being hyperbolic, and then that became like a meme, like Boogie threatens to kill
love
his
that
dog.
Dog
you know
you love
know,
that dog more than you love her. It's
yeah
terrible.
But god damn it, you know you got me.
I'm good. I'm glad.
You might not be entirely wrong. If, I've known the dog longer. If you know, I'm just saying, I've known the dog. Wow, longer.
We got a clip for Duty Streams.
Yeah. Enjoy that, Duty. Enjoy.
Yeah, he didn't want to be on the show either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course
me
not.
Me and Boogie blocked him. He hurt his feelings.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
These guys are. He likes me. They project so much, and they're like, my Jordy's got such fragile feelings, and then you block him, and he's like, oh, my feelings. These guys are they're clowns, man.
Has Wings 007 like, uploaded or sent?
He did a restream the other night. Like I recently had like my whole like friends group in Rainbow turn against.
I knew you knew. You watch all these trolls.
I don't watch them, dog. Like they make sure they know that I'm. I'm restreaming. I'm siphoning your viewers and your money away from you. Okay, whatever, dude. And like all my like rainbow group like kind of like turned on me and like went over there and I'm like, I don't give
stop yelling at them. You're total leader, by the way. You're like the worst leader ever. Okay. I've seen you watch your streams. You're yelling at everybody, telling them they suck.
I tell them they're stupid because I'm correct.
Yes, such a good leader, Mike. Such a good leader, Weeks.
I run a tight ship, Tommy.
I am. Like, yeah, no, I would let anybody like I've streamed with Tommy, with my friends and stuff. I would never like. I would totally want to stream with you. I want to play games with you. That's cool. But I would never. I would do a Boogie. I would never like even for like a fun game of Fortnite. I wouldn't let you go with Tommy. I'm afraid you'd start yelling at him.
I never yell at them. I'd be like, come on,
yes, you would.
Idiots.
Yelling at them. Yelling at my 8-year-old. It's
like you played this game a long time. Why are we picking the operators that we're picking right now?
You guys are so social when it comes to video games. I don't understand it at all. When I play video games, I want to be out of the world, right?
Because you suck.
I hang out with
you suck. You don't want to play other people. You suck. You're a single player guy, and you suck.
No,
you suck.
I play against other people. I just don't want to be on a voice chat with some autistic nerd in my corner going. Cause like I don't need that in my life.
I used to call guys like you in World of Warcraft Care Bears. Right, because you have
to play. Listen to me. I play video games with my friends on their couch, on my couch, every Wednesday and every Saturday. We play Magic the Gathering, hang out. That's my socialization. I don't need some autistic nerd stuck making mouth noises, getting
like,
upset about
like
a video
wings.
Game
like
in
wings.
My fucking ears. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Wings is exactly who I'm avoiding. Wings is exactly who I'm avoiding.
What's the matter? You're picking the wrong operator.
Boogie,
don't
you
know
need
this
to play Rainbow
doesn't...
with me?
I don't even know where to start Rainbow. I think I played the tutorial.
Dude, you guys will get so butchered in that game. Rainbow.
Well, you're actually pretty good, Wings. I've always said
which gay, trans, lesbian operator?
There's four of them. There's four of them.
Nice.
You can get Osa. You can get Sins. You can get Subaru. Yeah, Subaru. They have them both ways. You can get a guy that's turning into a girl or a girl turning into a guy. Which one you want, Boogie?
Wait a minute. I thought it was like a Tom Clancy game. It's not realistic.
It is a Tom Clancy game, but the last like four of the five operators of bad have been transgender. in an elite military group. It's supposed to be the best in the world.
See, that's the lecture, Boogie. The fact that they have the characters, they're lecturing white people.
Yeah. There you go.
We're the best of the best of all operators over the world, and this guy has transitioning.
This guy's transitioning. That's exactly who you want in the front lines. I mean, what are the transgender takes? What's their medicine or whatever they call it?
I don't know what it's called. It's whatever.
I bet
Keffel
Boogie knows.
Them.
I bet Boogie knows.
Wait, what is the question? Transgender?
Whatever
Keffel,
what Keffels is selling the kids? What is she?
And then just testosterone or estrogen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I didn't get my estrogen.
some sort of hormones.
I can't leave the wire.
Give me that good. I'm on testosterone. Maybe I'm trans.
Are you really?
I don't know.
Tommy,
yeah.
Did you see that they they're no longer allowed to yell at people in boot camp now?
No, that's a rumor that they say every cycle. The stress card, right? Is that the one thing? It's bullshit. It's an urban legend that cycles every goes through every single cycle. So there's like four cycles a year, and the cycle like every time you get out, you say, "Do you hear they're doing stress cards now?" Like, what's that? And like, yeah, if you get too stressed out, you say stress card, sergeant, and you can pull a card out like you're in a soccer game or something. And I was like, really? And then yeah, they started doing that after I left basic. It's an ongoing thing. I was there when it's been going on since 92. I've read about it. It's just an urban legend. I can't imagine it's true now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I would hate that. Like, if I was realistically wanting to start, you know, either do a four years or even start a career in the military, and there was a chance I might see combat. I wouldn't want the dude that didn't get weeded out in my bunker with me.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. Yeah. Yeah. You want somebody to get yelled at. You know, not being able to get yelled at is kind of a weakness. If you can't handle being goofed on and yelled at and screamed at, they have changed things, by the way. You're not 100% wrong, Wings. I heard you can't do shark attacks anymore. I've heard that, but who knows if that's even true.
What is a shark attack?
You got a guy in your right, you got a guy in your left, and you got a guy in your front. That's what they do, you know? then you have three-way. But the idea is to simulate actual combat, which is completely confusing. So you got to kind of be able to focus that out. That's the idea. You don't want a soft basic training. it's bad for the troop, but it's bad for everybody else. You know, look, I want to make this abundantly clear because somebody said I was acting like a war hero or something. I was not. All I did is go to Germany and chase pussy, right? So, no, but you don't, like, I do have a concept of what the way the world military works, you know, just day to day and politically. But you don't want somebody that can't, like, get yelled at and just cracks.
I mean, you know? I was told, I'm curious about this.
Yeah.
I watched, like, Stanley Kubrick's movie. And like that's the majority of what I know.
It's realistic to the very end until they shoot the drill sergeant. Yeah, it's kind of realistic. And, so like they can't do the racial stuff anymore. I know that. That's 100%.
So Tom, like, let me ask you a question. You did boot camp. Is there any way you could have got a loaded M14 into the barracks through the armory and everything?
Well, I think, you know, if somebody say this, I'm afraid my memory is wrong. But I remember bringing the M16s upstairs, and I was told, so this might be like the stress card thing, a guy ended himself in the bathroom, because once you have that M16 you got to take it everywhere, so you've got to take a leak. And from what you would do if you wanted to do this, and I'm not saying I ever thought of this, let's say you went to the range, right? Mm-hmm. You cup one of the rounds, right, and you get them through a check, and then you put that round in your M16, go to the bathroom and check out. You know, I always told somebody did that the cycle before, so it's not impossible.
But like the football guy had a full load, like he had a fully loaded magazine.
Yeah, he kept it overnight. You'd have to do it during a training, and you'd have to have the extra round. But I don't think it's impossible.
I never understood that part about the movie, because like he was doing well after he got like hazed.
He wasn't cut out for it. That was the idea.
Yeah, but after he got hazed, he started doing well. He shot better. He started doing his physical training.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He wasn't mentally there for it. And
that leads me to my two. I have two questions. Okay, sure. First is, I don't know, but I've been told that Eskimo is my cold.
It's true. It's true.
I said that on stream one day, and they threatened to get me banned on YouTube for racism.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, Boogie was talking, like, the stress card thing. I think that's still. God, I hope to God it's still. It's got to be. They may have like saw, but you can't do that anymore. Anything racially, you can't really do anymore, at all. Like, you know, they called the black private a snowball in that scene.
What's your name, scumbag?
Sir Private Brown, sir.
Oh, from now on, you're Private Snowball. Do you like that name?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
That would not go over. But I got to be honest with you, from, you know, it's like an art imitates life imitates art type of thing. Like, I had like a drill sergeant, show me your war face, you know, I mean, because they were, you know, they grew up watching that movie, you know, they would have been all like, you know, 10 years older than me. And they grew up watching that movie, and they kind of just, they took Lee Army's kind of example. And he, who was a drill sergeant, from what I understand, in the Marine Corps, and kind of implemented that. So some of the things you see in the movie are kind of, they're done. They may not have been done that way initially, but because of the movie, they've influenced boot camp. So yeah, I had show me your war face and stuff like that. You know, I went through all that thing. You know, it's pretty funny. And then the
question is, I heard that like the entire point of it is just kind of break you down and reprogram you from the floor up. Is that like?
Well, I think it depends on the troop. Like, I probably I needed that, right? But like, we also had a guy. He had an Italian last name. He was like Joe America. Like Captain America, right? And he was going into, OCS, which is officer training after basic training, he's going to be a Black Hawk pilot. This guy was good at everything. He was good at taking orders. He was good at leading. He was good at this. He was good at absolutely everything he did. I'm sure he was like a super fantastic troop, and I'm sure he was a great helicopter pilot. So you know what they did to him? To with him. They started yelling at him because if you're doing well, they let you, you know, lead your line. I'm sure all the vets are probably getting mad at me because I'm. It's almost been 20 years, guys, and you lead your group, right? You stand out in front and you lead the marches and stuff, right? So out of nowhere, let's just say the guy's name was Mel Donato. Hey, Mel Donato, I seen you f***ed up lately. What's up? I got no. You've been f***ed up left and right. You're gone. You're fired. Get the f*** in the back of the line, right? And then he kind of like freaked out until he figured out they were testing him to see if he could take rejection, if he could not be like the man, right? And he did. It did rattle him, but he got right back on track. He figured it out. They were like, they said he did something wrong when he didn't do something wrong. And I think they wanted another guy to lead just for practice sake. But this guy was like, he was like too good. So they, what they do is if you're doing too good, they make sure you do something wrong, even if you didn't, you know? Because the idea again is like, not everything goes to plan if you're in a combat situation. That's what I was taught. You know, was I in combat? Let me be clear. Everybody's saying I'm like Stolen Valor or something in the chat. No, I wasn't. Yeah. I was like, in Iraq. Somebody said like the only thing you asked him, well, first of all, I couldn't ask that guy anything. The only thing you asked Shoe Nice was the military thing when he said he saw bodies, which I don't know if he did or he didn't. I'm going towards didn't. But yeah, I mean, like just because I didn't see combat doesn't mean I'm a little not concerned about Stolen Valor. But he is Shoe Nice, so who cares?
You know? Speaking of Shoe Nice for a minute,
mm-hmm.
Has he been up in your DMs and
yeah.
Yes.
He like messaged me and he's like, you and Tommy and fucking cows, you. And then he sent me screenshots and I'm like, you know, nice penis. Guy Boogie. I'm like, hey man, Shoe, I don't know what's going on, but I hope you're having a good day, man. Is everything okay?
He's just trying to get any attention he can get.
Yeah, he really
is. Apparently somebody was on a Discord or something with him and like pretending to be me and pretending to be you all.
Oh, that's so funny.
And like he's like, well, you, Shoe, an icy piece of shit, whatever. He thought that was me saying that. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know what app you're on right now. It looks like Discord. I don't do Discord. I'm an old man.
He's only stupid for the views.
Which is Shoe Nice. I don't know, man. He seems like he's. I feel like he ain't all there necessarily. Not in like a horrible way. Like he's not going to kill nobody.
I would go the opposite. I think he's very smart.
No,
I think it's all.
You're not very smart.
100% a character.
Well, sure.
You think he's like, all right, thank you, and then he goes does. Math? What are you saying?
He's fooled everybody.
I think it's all a character. Like you ever see the movie The Prestige, Boogie? There's this old guy that has this magic trick, and the way the magic trick works is that he has to be physically fit, but he plays this role of a frail old man his entire life, but to hide the fact that he can do this magic trick because it's the prestige of his act. I think he is pretending to be a retard that eats matches.
I think because. You're a retard that eats matches.
You might be.
Kind of
yeah.
I think he's got some kind of brain damage. I'll tell you why. Because I looked at some videos of him a couple years ago, right? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a weed, maybe it's a brain cells or whatever. And he was speaking a lot more clearly when he was with us. He talked like this.
Yeah,
I looked at old videos, he wasn't talking like that. You know, it was weird. Yeah,
he seemed like he was also
a suffering
stroke alcoholic. Or something.
Yeah, I'm sure that yeah. I'm sure that hurt. I got to be honest with you. Like he was fun. He was funny.
I still think he's a friend of the show, and like put him on the live show every once in a while for all I care. Like dude, to have a good time.
I would love Shoe Nice to be a friend of the show.
I have no problem with that. No.
Yeah.
Sure. No, Shoe, he was funny.
Shoe, let me say right here, if you're watching this, brother, there's not a person here has a bad thing to say about you.
I have.
You're probably wrong.
I was looking at Tommy. Actually met a real locale the other day. Me and Boogie are low calves.
He is a legend, though. I'll give him that. You can't really take away, just like I always say to you guys, you can't take away your accomplishments as far as what you did do, regardless of what mistakes you might have made. But I mean, he is kind of a legend.
Yeah. It was pretty striking seeing, like, where, like, God forbid I die before I'm at that level, please. And he's probably still making more money on Cameo than most people. So
yeah, I think I'm going to Cameo, by the way. I think I'm going to try.
Yeah, I'm on Cameo. Go book Cameo
yell at you.
Right now.
You pay me to yell at you.
Yeah, yeah.
How many do you get a week, Boogie?
My price is $35, and I only get like five a week. Yeah. So I'm not like trying to go crazy.
That's still good money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm very grateful to do it. Yeah. And the fact that somebody will pay $30 for me to do a Francis bit or a birthday bit, that's so much fun. Yeah.
That's
I always
like
go above and beyond too. Like
let's just round it up at $200. That's 200 yeah. bucks a week. That's 800. That's good money. That's $8,000.
Well,
dollars a
I
year.
Mean, I clear $15, I think, out of a $30 price tag. So it's $15, $30, $60, $60 a week, something like that. Yeah. But I'm glad to have it. I mean, you know, for literally talking to my camera for 2 minutes at a time. I will say I like to go above and beyond with a cameo. Like most people give you like a 15-second little strip. And if you look at like what a lot of these big celebrities do, they'll read the little script and that's it. I don't know. I'll sit and bullshit.
Yeah, like
pictures
Kurt
of my dogs. I have
terrible. The trolls paid Kurt Angle to cut one on me.
Hey, Jordy Jordan, the dictator of Conway. How are you? It's your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle. And I want to congratulate you on beating the surgery. And I just want to tell you that me, Kevin Nash, and Chris Hansen are coming. And I know you're a 500-pound slob who says you hate Kevin Nash. And I know you drive a salvaged V6 Mustang, and you're lazy. And you're also unemployed at 40 years old, and you eat Wendy's. And you do tax fraud. You're an idiot, my friend. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
He's like, hey, Richard, it's your Olympic champion. It's true. It's true. I know you failed the surgery, and I know you have That's no funny. Job. You got to have a job. Men have jobs. You know, it's like, come on, man. This is who pays money
I
for this?
I want, listen, trolls out there, book cameos of celebrities making fun of me. That would make me so happy. Please do that. That sounds great.
I'm cool with cameos, people making fun of me. Be creative. I want something I can share.
Yeah.
I can't stand when it's tacky as hell. Give me something I can share.
That's what I loved about this Gamergate thing is the fact that people went as far as to edit video game footage to like make it say like Sonic saying, you white cracker devils. You know, like, holy shit. Like, if you're going to dunk on me, that is an incredible level of creativity that even I can appreciate. I sat on live stream and watched a dozen of them because, holy shit, like, yeah, be creative. Just don't say the same shit over and over again. We're all tired of Jordy's. He's not, to begin with. And secondly, there's more creative ways to do it. Look at what Tommy just did.
Goo Goo Gaga Boogie, really right?
Like, that's funny. At least that's funny. It's not that creative, Tommy. I'm not trying to blow you up or anything. But it's better than what these ditch.
It's about as funny as that whole, like, Boogie. That Tommy left about with, like, 45 minutes.
I love Goo Boogie.
45 minutes, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for being part of LoCal Live. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll continue to try to get guests and get rejected. So from Boogie2988, from Wings of Redemption, have a great day. Take care.